The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, October 12, 1986, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. And a very good Sunday evening to you, friends. Welcome back to the program that brings you some of the best in African music. I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle. I'm here in our VOA studios in Washington, D.C., USA. This is the Voice of America's Africa service, and we're happy to be with you again and have you with us. We hope you'll stay and enjoy the music. We have a special program for you this evening featuring the music of Mona Finney, one of Nigeria's top recording stars, and we'll begin with a title song from one of her latest LPs, Enima Bimo.
Enima Bimo, Dodoni, Dodo ko ya folomo, Ijo alomo, Atata. Baby mi dakun jeka jo pambo tori boto ijo alomo atata pambo tori boto alomo lo laye o baba wa pambo tori boto ko fun wa lomo omo la sola ye yi o. We'll be right back.
kito alama
ataka pambo toriboto
alama lola yeo
baba wa pambo toriboto
kofun alama
omo la shola yeo.
Kofelimo, I la Fibama. Mona Finney of Nigeria singing the title song from her LP album, Inimabimo, here on Music Time in Africa. And this is the Africa service of the Voice of America.
VOA, the Voice of America.
In case you tuned in while the music was playing, I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., USA. This evening, we're broadcasting to Africa on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49-meter bands shortwave. And if you live in southern Africa, you can also hear this program, Music Time in Africa, on 621 kilohertz on the medium wave band of your radio. Later on in this program, I'll repeat my address for corresponding and for requesting copies of the current VOA program schedule, which lists all of our programs broadcast to Africa with times and frequencies for easy listening. So stay with us. And as I mentioned already, this is a special program this evening with the music of Mona Finney, one of Nigeria's top recording stars now living in the U.S. Well, recently, she visited our studios here in Washington, and we learned more about her musical career and how she really got into this thing called show business.
I started singing when I left high school. What happened was that when I was in high school, we did a lot of singing. You know, I was in the choir, and we did some music lessons. And when I left school, I just liked show business. I liked what was coming in from, the records coming in from America or from Europe. And I said, maybe one day I'll become an actress or a singer. And then when I left high school, I went for an audition at Cabin Bamboo. It was one of the most famous nightclubs. And the late Bobby Benson, he found me quite talented, and that's where I started. And I started becoming very famous in my country. I performed in so many nightclubs. Then I started performing outside, you know, like Ethiopia, Republic of Benin. Yeah, I recorded with a group in Philadelphia. They wanted to record an African album, and I just was around, you know, to assist them then, and I was in the recording myself. Oh, I came to the United States in 1971. As a matter of fact, I came not to sing, but to go to school. So I came to study secretarial sciences. And then later on, I started working for the government for the city of Philadelphia for about 6 years. I wanted to compose, but it was kind of hard for me the early years, you know, when I started singing. But later on, I just got this inspiration. It just came, and I just started composing. And four records so far, at least three quarters of the songs were composed by me. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Anikewaju, Come and Dance, which is an African funk track. Son of a Man. That's I call that reggae jazz. But again, la compose Afujifeni Mafokonfeni, which is on Enima Bimo's album. It has to do with hypocrisy. Those who love you with your eyes but not with your heart. I have a song, Tears of Happiness. Tears of Happiness took me 2 years to finish composing it. Son of a Man, yeah, probably took me, I think that took me about 2 months. It all depends. And Anike Wajo, Come and Dance, that one, it just came spur of the moment. Sometimes, you know, in the midnight, you know, or let's say about 3 early mornings, I just get the inspiration. And luckily I could just tape what comes, and then I stop, and then I work on it. Sometimes I could even be listening to music, and it could be somebody else's music, or it could be my music, and then all of a sudden, you know, something just clicks in my brain, and then I just go at it. Sometimes I get the titles to my song right away, or sometimes I don't. It will take some time before I can get a title to that particular song. But I know, you know, where I'm going. Most of my songs are philosophical. But now I want to sing for a change about love. My next album, by the grace of God, will be about love. And I'm going to work very, very hard at it. I'm going to try to make it a 12-inch. One side, it will be love in English, and another side will be love in Yoruba. Yoruba music, like Juju music, it touches all aspects of life, you see. And in the dancing and the music, when we sing these songs, it sort of reminds an individual of how to live, of how to do certain things. And it either gives them the joy and happiness when they're dancing, to hear things like that. You know, to tell them things like, you know, different type of things. Like Iwaika, the song I sang, The Ways of the Wicked. Okay. I said, my people, you know, try and leave wickedness alone. I said, because if you're wicked, if you walk one day and you hit, and you knock your leg, then try and look who is going to save you. There's not going to be anybody to save you. So you just cut it out. Just don't do it. Stop cursing. Because if you curse a lot, you never know. To me, Yoruba is so deep that you could even believe that even we can't see things around us. And if you curse and use certain things, you never know what's floating. So, you know, we just try and express different types of feelings into our songs. The song I like best that I've done so far in my work is Tears of Happiness. Because with Tears of Happiness, it brings out everything that is good in you. See, there's Tears of Sadness, you see, but Tears of Happiness gives you joy, gives you a fulfillment of things you've done. For instance, if you struggle so hard to do something and you finally achieve whatever you're achieving, sometimes you shed a tear, and that's Tears of Happiness. And nobody sang about Tears of Happiness, actually. You know, it took me time to think about that. I saw Diana Ross, I think this show she had in New York. She was talking to the audience. I watched on TV, and she tears were just rolling down her eyes. She was so happy on that day. I think it rained, and she had to perform the next day or so. So I guess maybe it's the way everybody came again. She was so overwhelmed, you see. That's Tears of Happiness.
Yeah.
The Tears of Happiness of Mona Finney from her album Almighty, which she produced with the talented musician and arranger Jimmy Lee Adams. The album was released in March 1984 and was first heard at a special reception in Arts Place, Nigeria's jazz club in Lagos, owned by the famous jazz pianist Art Holliday. I remember Art's place quite well. When your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, and I visited Nigeria last year, Brother Art Holliday lived up to his reputation of being a most gracious host and gave us a wonderful reception where we met so many friends, jazz buffs and musicians. Well, it was at Art's place, during an interview with the media, that Mona explained that her name was really derived from the Yoruba name Oluwalomona, meaning God knows the way. She was born and grew up in Lagos, although her family was originally from Bendel State in Nigeria. Already with four great albums to her credit, she was asked what her future plans are regarding her musical career.
Now I want to actually settle down really now here and do show business now in America. I want to now break, if I can, internationally, where I'll be well known and recognized. Yes. I think I've worked hard enough, and now what I have to do is just certain things, meet people, the connection, get my work together very, very well, because I've had a little bit hard. Most of my works, I've either had to sit down most of the time by myself to get it together. I find myself being my own manager sometimes. Not only that, I see myself doing some things where I know it's not my it's not my responsibility, whereby I know in America, you know, other people could do that for me, and now I could concentrate on my singing, on my composing, and, you know, and trying to get my message across. Right now, I am planning to start working on this, my next album. Hopefully, I should be ready for it by next year. I will record here in the United States. That would be my first album to record personally in the United States. And then I would get a company this time. And the company will, you know, contact, because I already have contacted a recording company at home who is definitely interested in my work. So they'll be able to market it over there. And I want it in other parts of Africa and Europe too. I want to reach the American audience, all of them. Yes, I want to show them what I can do. And then from there on, I could bring what I've done before, and they could hear me, and I could perform, you know, to them. Exactly. I have to. Now is my time. In Washington, D.C., there are a few musicians around, and I've spoke to about three of them who are willing to work with me. I would very much, I'm not just a solo artist. I am solo at present. I do have my band. Like my first band was Mona Finney and the Sunflowers. Then it was, the next one was Mona Finney, Jimmy Lee and the Sensationals. Then there was one, we got ourselves together, we wanted to come to America. I named it Asiko, which is time. It was an 11-piece band. It was very good. And I had very good musicians, fantastic. If I had brought them, that would have been, but I can do it here, no problem. I've been through a lot in show business. It's been beautiful. I've performed with, you know, to a large audience, and also small audiences. I've had good times with it, and I've had rough times with it. It's all right. I love show business. I really like it. Here I am now. I'm not even supposed to be here, actually. But here I am, and here I'm going to be. Yes.
Yes, here she is, and this is where she's going to be, Mona Finney of Nigeria, making her own way in music and show business, and from all of us, all our wishes for continued success. Coming up next, the title track from Mona's album, Almighty. But first, just a reminder now, friends, that this is the Voice of America's Africa service.
Join us every day.
And how would you like to have a VOA program schedule? It's easy. Just write to me for one. My name, Rita Rochelle, is spelled R-I-T-A. Rochelle is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. That's Rita Rochelle. And my address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., And that postal code is 20547 USA. Now, we do have an alternate address, and it might be a little less expensive for you. Just want to remind you also to please write or print your name and address very clearly each time you write to us so that we can get back to you as soon as possible. And now for that alternate address. Again, you may address those letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. And now, Mona Finney of Nigeria with her song, Almighty. Almighty, give us the power to live together. The music of Mona Finney. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed her music in this edition of Music Time in Africa. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and inviting you to join me later at 19:30 GMT this evening. That's just 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, and we'll have more music for you by some of Africa's top pop bands right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America, following our program, Africa in Print. Stay tuned now because there is a report of the world news coming up next. For now, my love to all of you.